For CGLO News, I'm Zach Dutra. Hundreds gathered at Cabot Square on May 5th for Red Dress Day, the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls and Two-Spirit People. The Native Women's Shelter organized the event and is one of three marches held annually, a day of mourning, remembering, and calls for government action. Simone Page from the Native Women's Shelter says the federal government has only responded to a couple of calls to justice that were released in 2019.
The federal government still hasn't responded to the national inquiry. They still haven't made good on any of the calls to justice, any but two out of the 231 of the calls to justice, and they're still not responding in the way that they should. And even though they've made so little progress, they're prioritizing cutting funding for MMIW instead of expanding on these calls to justice.
That number of two completed calls for justice was the same during a march held in October 2025. Ellen Gabriel, an Indigenous activist, is not surprised by the lack of protections for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. She says Indigenous people come last when it comes to protection.
We can't rely on the police because the police are very indifferent. You know, the police, you know, we're the lowest on the totem pole. You know, excuse the expression, but we're the lowest on the totem pole in regards to whose safety comes first. You know, in Canada and in the United States and most Western countries, it's the corporations' rights that come first, and human rights is not even second.
124 Indigenous women, girls, or Two-Spirit people have gone missing or have been murdered in Quebec since 1950. That number has not come easily. Simone explains that lots of work was needed to get the data. Simone also says it's hard to get support from governments.
You need the data. You need to be able to know. And that's something that the National Inquiry demanded, that we would have good access to information. And 7 years later in police services and justice system, the justice system and government services across Canada are still not adhering to that demand. And so we still don't have all the data that we need. But we were able to collect as much data as we could. And even with that, we could see that the number of 40 missing and murdered that the Quebec government was, you know, saying that number to diminish the problem and play it down. Now we can see that through our work, we've been able to prove that there's over 120 cases of Indigenous women and girls, 50% of whom went missing after the year 2000. So that's over 60 cases in this province. And a lot of them happen in Montreal. And when we ask for services, when the Native Women's Shelter asks for services, when other organizations demand help and justice, and support in order to address this crisis, all levels of government turn their back on us.
In Quebec, under the Vienne Commission, there are 142 recommendations. The government has answered some calls, but a November report indicated that budgetary restrictions could affect its progress. Other important days for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people are February 14th, a Memorial Day to remember those missing and killed, and October 4th, a Day of Action. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO on Spotify.